Watcher, and a very warm welcome to the second part of our Beatles-inspired The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. We're going to start with a Paul song, which he wrote when the Beatles were in their final, rather acrimonious phase. And he wrote it with Ray Charles in mind.
The long and winding road. Had a lead to your door. We'll never disappear now. I've seen that road before. It always leads me here. Lead me to your. Wind and night. Oh, that the rain washed away. And left a pool of tears. Crying for. Why keep me waiting? Let me know the way. Oh, show me the way. Show me the way. Yeah. Many times I've been alone. Many times I've cried. Anyway, you never know the many ways I've tried. Standing here, girl. Yes, that was a long time ago. Tonight, baby, take me home, yeah. Amen.
The liner notes of this Concord album tell me it was recorded at the Capitol Studios, LA, between Feb and May 2006. Yes, that was the genius himself, Ray Charles. But Ray died in 2004. This was a very clever forgery by Concord Records. Yes, it was Ray singing. Couldn't have been anyone else, could it? And yes, that was the Basie band. They had both been on a mid-70s tour of Germany and the UK, but they had not played together. So Concord's brilliant engineers recorded the Basie Legacy Band without the Count, we're talking about 2006, don't forget, to fit seamlessly behind Ray's fabulous vocal. Ray would have loved the result. He loved the Basie Band and their arrangements. And a bit of backstory. When Ray first heard the Phil Spector influenced The Long and Winding Road, he cried. And so it goes full circle. This Concord album is called Ray Sings, Basie Swings. I hope you can find a copy. Here's another version of John's magical Imagine. Imagine, recorded at Toluca Lake, California, December 2000. The leader of this private label CD is British-born but LA, California domiciled since 1980, Ben Clatworthy. and Clatworthy sounds a good old-fashioned Anglo-Saxon name. Ben on tenor, Dave Carpenter bass, Jim Paxson drums. These last two being native Californians. Yes, I know we featured some of these songs just last week, but they demand we play other versions of them. Paul's Blackbird, recorded for the Japanese Venus label in October 2009 by the so-called Romantic Jazz Trio. Awful, middle-of-the-road, appeal-to-the-lowest-common-denominator name. Pass the sick bag, please, nurse. Shame, as the music and musos are brilliant. John DiMartino, leader and pianist, Boris Kozlov, bass and Tim Horner, drums. 13 Beatles songs in total. It's called, accurately, The Beatles in Jazz, and I believe is still in print. Vocal time.
And though I lose a
Yes, it does seem we're playing more Paul songs than John's. John did unusually praise Paul's Finnish work on I'll Follow the Sun. George Martin also said it was one of his Beatle faves. Here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, in 2014, it's singer Connie Evingston, backed by the John Jorgensen Quintet, Jorgensen lead guitar and clarinet on some songs, Doug Martin rhythm guitar, Jason Anik violin, Simon Planting bass and Rick Reed drums. This Minnehaha label CD is called All the Cats Join In. And if you enjoyed that song, surely, Connie has made a Beatles-only album, Let It Be Jazz. Big name time. Thank you. I Want to Hold Your Hand, the title song from a Rudy Van Gelder March 65 Blue Note LP, a John and Paul song that topped the UK charts for 5 weeks towards the end of 63. Guitarist Grant Green was the quartet's leader, but listen to his sidemen, Hank Mobley, tenor, Larry Young, Hammond organ, Elvin Jones drums. Sorry I had to fade that one out, but we have to hear from Duke Ellington. It's one of our rules. All My Loving, from that same Reprise LP, Ellington 66, that we featured last week. So we've now had the Ellington Band's total Beatles catalogue. Ray Nance was obviously the soloist on violin, with some fabulous ensemble work from the entire orchestra behind him. Jan 65 recording. Here's a boogied up Lady Madonna. Lady Madonna, a single for the Beatles in 68. Did it top the charts? Of course it did. A Paul song that did not impress John. Here it's the professor of piano from Berkeley and Boston, Laszlo Gardiny, with John Lockwood bass and Yoren Israel drums. It's Jan 2011. Big band version of Hey Jude. May 69 at a live gig in Rome. Rome, Italy, this album kindly reassures me. It's the Woody Herman Orchestra and mainly featuring their leader on clarinet, the soon-to-be Ellingtonian Vincent Prudente trombone, Ronnie Cuba baritone, Sal Nistico tenor, John Hicks piano were the better-known band members. Next, here, there and, well, you know where. Thank you. Here, There and Everywhere. Larry Goldings was the leader on his Hammond B3, Peter Bernstein guitar, Bill Stewart drums. September 92, another vocal.
Something in the way he moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way he woos me. I don't want to leave him now. You know I believe in him. Somewhere in his smile he knows that I don't need no a lover. Something in his style that shows me. I don't want to leave him now. You know I believe in him. You're asking me, will my love
The liner notes on this Atlantic Records LP say that George Harrison's Something is the most covered Beatles song ever. Undoubtedly much covered, and yes, a truly wonderful song. But I always thought Paul's Yesterday took that honour. But that's immaterial. That was Carmen McRae in Miami, Florida, Feb 70, backed by a huge orchestra that included the likes of Joe Newman, King Curtis, Pepper Adams, with backing vocals by the Sweet Inspirations, who, I'm sure you'll remember, were founded by Cissy Houston, mother of Whitney, aunt of Dionne Warwick. And they, the Sweet Inspirations, backed Elvis as well. And Something was the only George compo that became a Beatles A-side. Did it top the charts? Course it did. Hello, Goodbye. Yet another Paul song, Hello Goodbye. No, John didn't like it at all. And the version we've just heard did it proud. Chet Baker, flugelhorn, Bud Shank, tenor, Victor Feldman, piano, Dennis Budimir and Herb Ellis, guitars, Bob West, bass and John Gurin, drums. Recorded in LA in November 67 and on a World Pacific LP called Magical Mystery, which includes two other Beatles songs, The Fool on the Hill and I Am a Walrus. Another three versions of Yesterday, clumsily squeezed into one. Thank you.
love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Yes, of the many, many things I'm not expecting is a Grammy for that ham-fisted way of making a medley, medley-ish, of those three very different renditions of Yesterday. First was trumpeter Lee Morgan in April 66 on a Blue Note LP called Delightful Lee, recorded by Rudy Van Gelder. Quick name check as well as Lee. Ernie Royal trumpet, Tom McIntosh trombone, Jim Buffington French horn, Don Butterfield tuba, Phil Woods clarinet, Wayne Shorter tenor, Danny Bank bass clarinet, McCoy Tyner piano, Bob Cranshaw bass, Philly Joe Jones drums. That morphed awkwardly into a December 2004 version by David Hazeltine piano, plus David Williams bass and Joe Farnsworth drums. And finally, and at last a vocal, Nancy Harrow with Bill Easley reeds, Sir Roland Hanna piano, George Mraz bass, Grady Tate drums, and the wonderfully named Arto Tunk Boyakian percussion. May 89. And that should just leave us time for Stanley Turrentine's Can't Buy Me Love, another Paul song and another single. Did it top the charts? Yes, indeed it did. It sold over 7 million copies in its first 6 months after release. This is a Blue Note LP, recorded September 64. Turrentine tenor, as you expect, with a group of musos we know well. Lee Morgan, trumpet, McCoy Tyner, piano, Bob Cranshaw, bass, and Elvin Jones, drums.
Thank you.
still got loads more Beatles-inspired jazz, but I think we'll have a break from them for a week or two. Can you have too much of a good thing? Best not to tempt fate. Hope you've had fun, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynne, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.